This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk some more Brewers baseball. And to do that, Tim Mumma, he writes for the Brew Crew Ball, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tim, how you doing? I should say Mumma, not Mumma. But Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. No worries. That's been happening since I was like 2 years old.
I get it. I completely understand it. People call me Michael all the time, so I'll answer to anything. It doesn't matter as long as I got the right person. So give me your thoughts. We were sitting here breaking down the rest of the National League Central today, and we will continue to do that. But give me your thoughts on the Brewers and as it stands heading into this 2019 season.
I think everybody should feel really good about it. You return a lot of your top players, your top performers from last year. You have a number of guys that are sort of coming into their prime where they're going to get that extended look. You think of especially the pitching side with a guy like Burns and Woodruff. You have a lineup now that, you know, as you guys have talked about and others have talked about, it's deeper than you can probably remember in recent years with the Brewers when you got a guy like Moustakas who could, you know, potentially be hitting 25 home runs at Miller Park, hitting in your seventh spot. I think there's a lot to be excited about, and it is going to be a bloodbath. I mean, the NL Central itself, and then you expand it out to the rest of the National League. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun, but there's rarely going to be a 7 to 10 day stretch where a team is going to be able to relax. But that's where I think the Brewers have the advantage over a number of teams is just their depth. I mean, both position-wise and with the number of pitchers they have and the types of pitchers they have. I think they're well set up to do battle with all these teams, but it'll definitely be fun as we go throughout the summer.
So Joe and I are sitting here talking a little bit earlier about this team, and the one thing we continually mention is the starting pitching and or the openers or the outgetters or whatever you want to label them as. I think when I watch nationally, the biggest question is still the pitching, and the biggest question is can they do this year what they did last year? And my answer is always, look, it's unconventional, it's a little scary because you don't have that dominant guy, but my answer is always, why not?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. I mean, everyone has kind of been trained to want to have that top-of-the-rotation guy or even a couple that you can rely on every 5 days or so. As we've seen with the Brewers and even the team like the Rays have done it, it can work if you have the right people, if you have the right guy in charge, which sure seems like they do with Craig Counsell. And when it comes down to it, it is like they talk about. It's just about getting out on a day-to-day basis, on a weekly basis, putting those pitchers in the best position to succeed. And, you know, there's some talk out there, at least among some Brewers Twitter and some of the people at Brew Crew Ball. You know, maybe they do look at some more opener-type situations. I mean, you have these stud relievers like a Knebel and a Jeffress where you come in, you shut down the top of the lineup, and now you let your starter sort of pick apart the middle to back end, and then they only go through the top part of the rotation once or twice, and then you get back into the deep bullpen. So it's definitely something that can be done. The curiosity, I think, is being able to carry it out over 162 games where you have those stretches of, you know, 24 games in 26 days. They're going to be shuttling guys back and forth from the minors. They're going to take advantage of every little nook and cranny of their roster that they can, and that's, again, where the Brewers kind of set themselves up differently than those big marketplaces where they can sign the big name players and the big name pitchers. And they're going to go ahead and use every guy they can, put them in the best position to succeed, and they're not going to care what everybody else says. They're worried about in-house first, and as long as everybody's kind of going in the same direction as far as with that pitching staff, I don't think there should be any issues barring injury.
Looking at Jimmy Nelson, we find out today that the setback is not in the shoulder; it's just more in the forearm and in the forearm muscles. So a big breathe of relief, sigh of relief, I guess, when it comes to Jimmy Nelson, right?
Yeah, for sure. And of course, people want to overreact when they see something like that, and sometimes teams are going to be a little quiet about something like that, or maybe give you a little misinformation. But by all accounts, it seems like the shoulder's fine as far as good as can be expected, and obviously they've been bringing him along slowly, and they have a program and a plan for it. I still believe, as with a lot of people who follow the Brewers, that until you really see him out there on a consistent basis, and especially in a game that means something, not spring training, I think you just got to kind of take everything with a grain of salt, and whatever he brings you is really a bonus at this point. And they'll rely on the rest of the guys that they have that they know are healthy. And when they see a spot to plug them in, then it's all hands on deck and give them a shot.
So looking at this Brewers ball club, and we had talked a little bit about Moustakas coming back and Travis Shaw over at second, and who's going to end up being that second baseman. I guess how strong do you feel about the defense up the middle?
Well, I think with the Brewers, and we saw it last year, and we've seen it over the last couple of years, is just the amount of shifting that they do, it makes it less of an issue. I think it's less of a concern. If you look at a lot of the numbers, some of the advanced statistics, you'll see that Travis Shaw actually is a better third baseman than Moustakas, so it makes all the sense in the world from that point of view to give him that shot here in spring and see what he can do over there. I know he's a little bit bigger guy just like Shaw is, but he's had a history of playing shortstop way back in his past, I think back in high school when he first came up with the Royals. But then you have Arcia there that's going to cover a lot of ground, and he's going to make up for any deficiencies that Shaw and Moustakas might have as far as their range goes. So that's a nice little security blanket. The only concern with Arcia ever is his bat. So as long as he's out there snagging balls left and right and plugging those holes that Moustakas and Shaw might leave, I don't think that's too big of a concern. And they're going to play with it throughout the season. They're going to have Perez out there. Spangenberg will get time, I'm sure. And they'll just make sure that, again, depending on the pitcher, depending on the lineup they're facing, they're going to put out the best nine guys out there, including whatever pitcher they decide. And they're going to roll from there and feel like whatever decision they make on that, it's going to be the best for the team.
Tim, always good. We'll get you back on as the season culminates, and then we'll kind of go from there, okay?
Awesome. Sounds great. Always appreciate it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Tim Mumma, he is brewcrewball.com, brewcrewball.com. That's where you can read their stuff covering the Milwaukee Brewers. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they're going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.